When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This was, you know, number one, playing dress up. Number two, getting to be sort of like a celebrity for a day. I mean, everything is catered to you, right? I had a hair person, makeup person.
I'm impressed. I mean, I'm impressed with what she did, and I'm impressed that you actually did this.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Marriage and Martinis. I'm Adam. Here is Danielle.
Hello.
I can't. How do I use glasses with with headphones on?
So Adam just got reading glasses because I forced him to, because he was constantly stealing mine. And I feel like this is like a big adjustment for you.
It's a big adjustment, number one. Number two is...
this bad for your confidence?
Now I can't live without them. Like, I can't. Is it worse now because I'm using glasses?
I don't think so.
Like, I'm struggling to read my notes here. With the glasses, it's perfect. But I've never used them before, so...
Oh, you never used them, but you needed them.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, we went out to dinner last night, and I had your reading glasses and my reading glasses in my bag. And then at one point, you did what your dad would always do, which was you took your glasses, your reading glasses, after, and you put them on your shirt. Like, you, like, folded them up and put them on your shirt.
Right.
And I was just having like a, oh shit, are we turning into them now? Like,
but isn't that what you do with glasses?
I guess.
Like, if you're not using them that second, they're reading glasses. They're not like seeing glasses, right?
They're not seeing glasses, yeah. Right. You can only see words with them.
Right.
No people.
Just the words.
That's kind of good.
Mm-hmm. But isn't that what you do? You put them on your... You clip them on your shirt.
Well, that's what your dad did. I don't know if everybody does that, but when you did that, I was like freaking out. I was like, oh no, we're at that point.
Well, not only that, but it was like, you're holding my glasses for me because you carry a bag.
Yeah.
So it's like, hey, honey, can I?
Yeah, no, that was exactly what your mom used to do. It was all very, we're old now kind of thing.
No, you're one of those new...
trad moms?
Yeah.
Trad wives?
That showed up on my TikTok.
Trad wives.
That's what this episode is all about. Mm. Sexiness.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm 100% convinced that you would, that your biggest turn on would be a trad wife.
I got to say, it was pretty convincing.
I know. Yeah, it makes no sense because you went out into the world and we were like, who is the least going to be like a trad wife? I tried. It just it didn't stick.
Did you? Or maybe you were like, told me in the beginning and just didn't kind of pan out?
I mean, I did what I could. It didn't come naturally at all. And then I was sort of like, this is bullshit. No, thank you.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, enough of that. But I want to talk about your, how do you pronounce this?
Boudoir.
Boudoir. Mm-hmm. War with an R. Boudoir.
Mm-hmm.
Boudoir shoot. Mm-hmm. Which I don't know what that is. So you said to me a week ago, I'm going into the city, and you use the word surprise. You use the words, I'll tell you about it later. Like, I didn't know what you were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I questioned you the day of, like, hey, what are you doing? You know, what are you doing? And you're like, oh, you'll probably figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't understand that because how the fuck am I going to figure out that you're doing a boudoir session shoot?
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea.
Well, I didn't know how to describe it to you because it all happened very fast. So I've been thinking about it for a long time. It's something like kind of on my bucket list, especially, you know, at this point of my life and where I'm always trying to find ways to sort of challenge myself, get out of my comfort zone, test my boundaries. And it's interesting because I am someone, Like when I first said on Instagram, I did a story the day before the shoot when I was actually feeling super anxious. And that's when I shared with everybody that I was doing it. And I said, you know, it's interesting because most people would probably assume a boudoir shoot would just be like a nothing thing for me because the way I talk about sex, write about sex, what I share, you know, the memes I share and the reels and everything. But for me, like, showing my body is something that is still like a very vulnerable place for me more than any of this other stuff.
Oh, I have questions.
Okay.
Okay. The first one would be, what is a boudoir? Like, I still don't even know what you did.
Okay. So a boudoir shoot is, okay. So basically the word boudoir, it's French in origin. And it the literal meaning is a woman's dressing room, bedroom, or private sitting room. So it's a place French women back in the day would go and seek like refuge or solace, or, you know, if they were feeling like overwhelmed, or they would go into this boudoir, right? And it would be their private space. And that sort of morphed and transformed. It says, the word boudoir is French in origin and is derived from the French verb boudre, B-O-U-D-R-E, sorry, D-E-R. I don't know if I'm saying that right.
I bet you they do not pronounce it that way.
Probably not.
Yeah.
The boudoir became a room where women could withdraw while sulking, or in other words, to retreat for a few minutes of peace. During this time, photography was a rarity and nudity was essentially illegal. Not good news for boudoir. 1920s, enter cameras, and alongside them, a revolution. The era is the Roaring Twenties, the scene of France. The man is Albert Arthur Allen, and nude photography is still illegal. Still, Allen is an intrepid artiste, intent on changing the course of photography and women's body image as we know it. And laws are only a suggestion to him. So take that. He starts taking pictures of not only nude women, but curvy, voluptuous nude women. And it's seen sort of as this revolution because nudity is so, you know, opposed and like, you know, illegal, basically. And he makes it into art. And then, as time goes by, get to the present day, boudoir photography has become a popular add-on for wedding photographers in pursuit of marking the special occasion. Brides take part in wedding-themed boudoir sessions featuring tastefully poised veils, suggestive garters, and generally all things nuptials. What's more, boudoir hasn't slowed down when it comes to appreciating the female form and debunking photoshopped or altered ideals. In fact, it's a modern-day beacon of self-appreciation and empowerment for women worldwide. Nowadays, however, the profile of the average boudoir subject has changed. Incredibly versatile and diverse, women from all walks of life, shapes, sizes, and for various reasons decide to take on boudoir. Pulling back the boudoir curtain, Allen stepped within the dared to photograph scandalously curvy women posing even more scandalously in front of ornate backdrops. Little does he know his daring move has laid the groundwork for what is to become the 21st century photography phenomena. So there are photographers out there who, this is what they do. I mean, women, couples, you know, mostly women. And the whole idea is it's a celebration of your body, a celebration of your empowerment, you know, sort of embracing your body when in so many situations we hide, right? I think of myself and the camera and how I hide myself. And, you know, now there's all these poses and you're supposed to like put your hand on your hip so that, you know, your arm isn't down, or people want to be in the center of the of a group photo rather than on the end because you look bigger on the end, or, you know, you need to take the picture from a certain position so you don't look too heavy. I mean, now with social media more than ever, it is such a curated thing to post a picture, right? You could look through 14 of the same exact photo, or what seems like the same exact photo, and post the one that you think you look the best. So in a boudoir shoot, you're really getting down to very little clothing.
Wait, so let's okay. take two steps back.
Okay.
Okay. I let you speak for a long time
Sorry. Are you going to edit that all out?
No, not at all. Did you take nude photos?
Mm-mm.
No. So it's like kind of like sensual.
I would now. Sensual, take any photos now.
Well, we'll get to that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to understand what you did.
Okay.
Was my question.
I don't want to give too much away because the photos are going to come out. So I'm going to go through it very quickly.
Okay.
I always wanted to do a boudoir shoot. It was something that was on my bucket list, but I didn't know where to start. I didn't know who to contact. I didn't want to be it to be like a forced thing for me. And then I happened to be on a local Facebook page just randomly, and I saw these pictures that someone had posted, and I was like drawn to these pictures. I was sort of like, okay, that's what I want. It was like classy meets seductive meets natural meets embracing of all body types. Like, for me, it was the full thing. Mm. And I found the photographer. I reached out to her, and she, you know, I spoke to her and I was like, look, this is something I want to do, but I'm scared. She's like, well, that is 99% of people who do boudoir shoots. And I promise you, once you walk into my studio, you will not be scared. And she was right. The day before I was petrified, I almost canceled. I was like, I don't know if I could do this. Mm. And again,
yeah, I can understand.
again, for a lot of people, number one, just like when I got my tattoo, for a lot of people, it's probably like, it's a fucking tattoo. It's a fucking boudoir shoot. Who cares? This is a big deal for me. And so it was in Brooklyn, which for me, you know, just New York City and the, you know, my feelings towards New York City and my connection to it and everything, that was number one. Number two, you know, I feel like I need to do this as someone who, I have this Instagram account and I think I use it really, really well, right? I think that I put out such positive messages, you know, we do on the podcast, I do on Instagram, but I have a barrier. I have a blockade, which is I don't show my body, you know, and I talk about my journey with my body and how I've been at war with it for so long and everything. There's definitely this, I'm not ready to, you know, post pictures of myself again in a bathing suit.
Well, but you do videos, you do stories like with video and all that. So
yeah.
you show your, like, not a boudoir thing, but that, like your clothes, but
very, very different.
All right.
I mean, very different.
Well, no, I get that the boudoir thing is different than you just videoing yourself. Yeah, I understand.
Even
that
I'm uncomfortable.
But
you know,
you do it, is what I'm saying. Like,
I do it. I've started to do it. Yes.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Why is that a more recent thing? Look, I feel dumb saying it. You know, I don't see what happens on Instagram, right? I don't go on. Like, mm-hmm. I'm scared to log in because if I fuck things up, like, I don't want to, like, make you mad.
I don't blame you.
So I don't even know what's going on Instagram, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm not even sure what you're doing unless you tell me. But I know you'll show me videos of you doing things.
Yes,
like,
I do
before
videos.
You post them or whatever.
Sure. I post a lot of stuff.
So you see you.
You also have to be careful on Instagram, right?
Right.
There's, you know, so many, I mean, you know, it's like ridiculous the things you can or can't post. And there's no rhyme or reason. It's all nonsense. None of it makes sense. But, you know, body positive, sex positive stuff is very controversial for Meta, for, you know, the people who run Instagram. Like, they don't like it. So that's a scary line to, you know, to walk. And yeah, and you know, there's always the look, I am not a size 6, even 8, even 10 woman who is somebody who's comfortable like trying on outfits and being like, go buy this, you know, like that's not me. And so this was a big deal. But I found the photographer and she was fantastic. I'm going to give all her information in the show notes and on Instagram and everything. For me, she was the one. And she was just as wonderful as I thought she would be. And the whole experience was incredible.
Yeah. I mean, from the early picture so far, like the three that I've seen, mm-hmm. I mean,
that's all there is so far.
Okay. Well, yeah, but I mean, whatever you show. Yeah. I mean, they were obviously very professional and amazing. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, I mean, I've got the one already on my wallpaper on my phone because I loved it so much.
Sweet.
Yeah, no. So I'm impressed. I mean, I'm impressed with what she did and I'm impressed that you actually did this.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I mean,
Well, but now it feels like nothing. Now it feels like I want to go back every day this week and do it.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, I am ready to be a model. No one wants me, but I'm ready.
All right. Well, I want to get into that too. All right, we'll get into that too in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's take an early break.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
So this was, it's interesting because as girls, you know, when we're younger, I did not do this. But, you know, a lot of, well, I guess I did this when I worked at Banana Republic. I kind of played dress up all the time. But as girls, as young girls, you know, we play dress up and we play pretend and all of this and we lose that at some point, right? Like there's a time when you no longer like, you know, play pretend. You no longer like put yourself in a position where you're something other than your everyday self. And this was that. This was, you know, number one, playing dress up. Number two, getting to be sort of like a celebrity for a day. I mean, everything is catered to you, right? I had a hair person, a makeup person. You know, I was, you know, in these outfits. They were pouring champagne for me. It was just a day of getting to be somebody. It's you're so yourself, right? And the photographer makes sure you're yourself. Like, you know, she wasn't trying to make me somebody I wasn't. You know, you picked the outfits. She had like a whole closet. I mean, it was like a dress up dream. She has a whole closet of stuff you can pick from. And I did bring an outfit or two that I was already comfortable in. She suggested some stuff. Like the whole process was so easy. And you just get to step out of your ordinary life and be that person. And it was everything. It was empowering, you know, it was sensual, it was exciting, seductive, like all of it.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, so I have to go find a place that can dress me up as Voltron again or like Transformers yes. and like act out the scenes that I used to act when I was 8 years old.
Comic-Con. Go to Comic-Con. That's it. You're good. Right. That's all you need. Uh-huh.
Yeah, like because I lost that at some point.
I was so confident during that had somebody been like, hey, one of our strippers is sick today. Can you come do it? I would have been like, yeah, I'll do it.
Nice.
You know, put me in, coach. Right. Oh my God. I would have done anything in that moment. I had so much confidence. Well, I would have like been like, I mean, well, I didn't want to.
You probably had so much champagne too.
I did not want to put my fucking sweatpants back on, you know? Yeah. And I had champagne. I did not have so much champagne because I really did want to be present for the experience, mm-hmm. but I had enough that like, you know, it was like a
loosen
nice,
you up a little bit.
Loosen me up yeah, a little bit.
I got you. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. And yeah, I just, you know, I think that there's a lot of stuff that we forget about ourselves that we put, we kind of shove to the back of our brains, right? That we're this kind of person. And, you know, on a day-to-day basis, what am I wearing? This, what I'm wearing right now, right? Sweatpants and a oversized shirt and, you know, and
some rag.
Some rag, yeah, some schmata, as our mothers would say. And this was a reminder, like, oh, shit, yeah, that person's fucking in there. And you know.
I get it. It makes sense.
Yeah, like, and she does couples, and you actually said, I was shocked when you said last night that you would do a couple shoot.
It got me kind of thinking a little bit. Like, after you told me, like, what you did, and I can tell how you felt about doing it, and you know, look, we're all a little self-conscious, right? Like on our day-to-day level. Like I don't look at myself and I'm like, hey, you know, I'm a sexy guy. You know, like I'm not like, but I could see how that experience can bring that out in you and make you feel confident and make you feel good about yourself. And mm-hmm. they probably know how to take the pictures the right way. Like mm-hmm. whatever angles are right for you kind of thing, you know? So I'm like,
I'm good at every angle.
I think I would like to do that.
Mm-hmm. I think we should do it together. You want to do it yourself?
Sees it.
You know, well, so, okay. So this is what I was going to ask you because I said, when I sent you the first picture, which is, I said the most, probably the most tame picture of all of them. And again, I haven't seen any other pictures, right? Like she sent me a few as like a sneak peek. They're all very tame. Like I had no problem sending it to everybody I know. And I said to you, like, I sent you the picture and I said, this is probably the most tame one. And you said, oh boy. So what, yeah. First of all, I didn't tell you about the shoot and everything because I really wanted this to be about me. I really mm-hmm. wanted to do this for me, even though I'm excited for you to see the pictures and I hope you love them and everything.
Well, so far, yeah.
Yeah.
So far, so, well, so fucking far, great.
Right, but my body isn't really showing in the ones that you've seen. Yeah, but
I know you. I mean.
Right, you know my body.
Yeah.
So I really wanted to make it about me, right? It took so much pressure off and everything, and it made it so much more empowering to just be like, you know what? I'm fucking doing this for me. And for all the women who I know, and, you know, already I've gotten so many messages of people being like, shit, like, okay, maybe I will. And I'm like, that. Yes, that's why I did this, you know, for me, but also for all the people who are me, who are the same, who have that same, like, I want to be able to do this, but I don't feel like I'm worthy of being in these outfits. Mm. I'm worthy of, you know, and I'm not used to being in lingerie and everything because you're not a big lingerie guy. So, mm-hmm. yeah. So like for you, I feel like you would be like, this is stupid. Just take it off.
Well, I mean, that's how it usually is. Like, wonderful. You look amazing. Like, okay, take it off. And
right,
let's
but go, isn't like, that what it kind of is? It's just sort of like a quick, like.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, what's the point? Like,
well, I know that's how you feel, but I felt during this, like, I don't know, maybe I do want to, like, wear some. I used to.
No, I get it for what you did. Like, that makes sense.
No, like I'm saying in the bedroom, I would like to kind of like, if we're at a hotel or whatever, like at home, it's we have so little time that it's like, I'm not going to.
Right.
But I would like to. But I also don't want to feel silly doing it.
No, it's not about feeling silly. For me, it's just kind of like a waste of time. Like, let's get to it. You know what I mean? Like,
wow, that's so but romantic.
No, I know it's not. I get
no,
it.
No, it's not.
But so, all right, all right, here's scene, right? Mm-hmm. Opening scene. Mm-hmm. You put on your lingerie, you step out of the closet or the bathroom or wherever you put it on, right? Mm-hmm. Now what? What are you doing?
I'm in the bed. In wow. my lingerie.
Yeah, okay, wow. But, amazing.
But,
so,
wait a minute. It's, I don't know, where I'm in the bed and we play some Scrabble.
Okay. So at least
we play
doing
sexy Scrabble.
At least we're doing something with your lingerie on,
yeah.
right? So it's a little pastime, a little fun.
It's a build-up.
But we're not playing Scrabble. It's not happening, right?
I like Scrabble.
It's like I see you in the lingerie. It's like, okay, amazing. Get it off. You know what I mean? Like, what's...
What if I keep it on while we're having sex?
But, okay. Mm. I mean...
Right.
I love the vibe. Like, I love... Like,
I kind of understand, and I'm kind of just like... And I'm kind of also like... Again, it's like playing dress up a little bit. You know?
I get it. Yeah. I do. I understand. But yeah. I love the skin. I love the body.
Yeah,
I get that too.
Yeah.
It doesn't...
Right.
There's no.
That's why the lingerie I got was $24.99 from Amazon because I was like, just in case I don't wear this again. And I actually really liked it. It was great. I'll link to it maybe in the show notes. But yeah.
Well, the great thing about Amazon is you can just return it now.
I'm not fucking returning that. No, that's terrible.
Yeah, that's why you don't buy lingerie on Amazon.
Okay, thank you, number one. And number two, like, what's the difference if you go into a lingerie store and try it on or if it's on someone else has tried it on?
Yeah, I guess.
So, no, it was really a phenomenal day. My best friend met me after and, you know, I got to tell her about it. And the weather was awful. It was like a rainy, but actually it was raining during the shoot and there are these big windows in the studio, so that kind of added to like the ambiance.
I like that.
Yeah, it was
rain
nice.
Is my favorite weather, so I'm gonna like these photos.
Yeah, I mean, I hope so. Oh, but I wanted to ask you. So you said, "Oh boy," when I said like these are the most he wants, and I am gonna post them. It's not gonna be easy for me, but I did make a deal with myself, like, and my, you know, and everyone on Instagram. I was like, you need to hold me accountable. Like, you messaged me if within a week I have not posted these photos. You call me out. Like, I need to post these for myself, for them. But you're nervous.
I mean, no, I'm not nervous. I didn't know what they were going to be, right? So, like, I didn't know if you were going to be naked with, like, you know, blur lines on the photo, like, because you can't post them.
Even still, but who cares? I'm not, but I would.
I mean, I feel like a little bit like, no, like, those are mine. You know, like, that's not for the world.
Those, that's just boobs. I have other body parts.
No. I'm getting there.
Right. Okay.
But it's like you've always said to me, like, you would never want to relate, like, for real, divorce me or go to a, what's it called? A
Nope. I don't want to go to any polygamist anything.
Polygamist anything.
Like, No. A hedonist.
No. Like sharing.
Oh.
Like
a threesome or something.
A threesome or a polygamist relationship or...
No,
like,
polyamorous.
Polyamorous. That's what I was looking for. Thank you.
Very different.
Yes. That's what I was looking for. But like, you never want any of that stuff because it's like, you don't want people to hear my noises or like...
Well, or what
my...
if your noises are louder with them than they are with me? And I'm like...
But
oh,
it's
shit.
Like... Those things are yours.
Yeah.
Your body is mine. I own that shit.
And patriarchy has entered the building.
That's been paid for over and over again. That's my shit.
Paid
right there.
For? What do you mean paid for?
Your body, you're mine. I own you.
Wow.
No. I'm trying to say the same thing that you said to me.
I hear you.
Right.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
That's
like,
for me.
Like, there's a little bit that you want to keep just us.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I did not do any nude anything.
Right. So as long as what's mine is still mine, all good.
Okay.
That's kind of my point.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. No, there's definitely going to be like some mystery there and everything.
Right.
That
cool.
Nothing I wore was so, you know, I definitely did... I would say it's like 60% PG-13, 40%, you know, R-ish. But not R, like naked R. Mm. For me, I'm saying, like, it's all relative,
yeah,
right? It's all relative.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was just, I felt, you know, sexy is like, it's interesting because, you know, sexy is sort of like, I feel like to feel sexy, there has to be another person I'm feeling sexy with, right? Like there has to be somebody making me feel sexy. This was more confident and empowered and like it was a bridge I was crossing into the, okay, I am allowed to show my body and not feel like, you know, and not feel like I have to hide anything. And the photographer was very big on like, sometimes I would, you know, like pose a certain way or whatever. She'd be like, stop hiding yourself. And to me, that was, I needed to hear that so badly. Mm. And it makes me a little nervous for the pictures because I probably, you know, I would probably be more comfortable with pictures where I was hiding myself. But I want to love and embrace the pictures of me not hiding myself because that's the whole point.
She's got to be really good.
She's
right?
Fucking
to make
amazing.
People feel comfortable doing these kind of things.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that comes with more than just being a photographer. That's like psychological fucking like doctorate, like, you know, like therapy, you know, like getting you in there and making you feel okay about the situation and, you know, how
well, no,
to do it.
Because,
so you're
no, but you're making it into such a bigger deal than it is. I think
she's maybe.
No. Yeah, definitely. I think it's, I think in our minds we make it into such a big deal. Right. And that's what I sort of realized. Look, that's what I've realized about tattoos. That's what I've realized about gaining weight. That's what I've realized about doing a shoot like this. That's what I've realized about aging. You know, we make this huge thing in our minds and society. You know, we listen to society and everything. And then when you actually go through it and do it, you're sort of like, shit, I've been fucking duped all this time. Like, I have been lied to. You
like
know?
We got to do shit for ourselves. What I guess in the time we're doing it, like getting a tattoo or doing that shoot or like doing things for ourselves that make us feel good because we are doing it, maybe is not okay within society or not the norm or not the whatever, right? So you don't do those if you're listening to what's out there, what's you're not supposed to do or what you are supposed to do, those
kind
of things.
Yeah, it feels terrible to, you know, to be, you know, a bigger size. It feels terrible to, you know, or you're going to regret the tattoo because what if you don't like it in such and such years? Or
well, even with a tattoo, it's like, you know, I've been thinking for a while, like, what's my next tattoo? And I can't, you know, I only got my first one. Well, I got my the ring finger done a long time ago. That was what, almost 15 years ago or maybe?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Not that long?
Mm-mm. 11 years ago.
11 years ago? Okay. Anyway, so like I waited till I was 30, whatever, to get this thing because I wanted something. I wanted it to be something meaningful. I wanted it to be something. And the next few that I got were all about what they mean, right? And so I was thinking recently, what should I get? And you said to me, like, who the fuck cares? Do you like it? Like, does it look cool to you? Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't have to mean something. Like, it doesn't have to, like, fit into, like, what's acceptable for getting a tattoo, like, because it should mean something to you. Or
right.
To, like, does it look cool? Fucking get it. Like, do you like the way it
well,
looks?
Well, it's funny because a 27-year-old recently said that we were at dinner with a 27-year-old and her new husband. And she had said to me, and I already sort of thought this, but when she said it as a 27-year-old, I don't know why it was like, oh, yeah, that solidifies it. But she was sort of like, yeah, no, just like I'm very much for you get what you want. Like you get what you like. And I was sort of like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, but that makes more sense to me at 46 than 27.
Yeah, but she's so much smarter than we are.
Right. Yeah. But like if I had done that at 27, I don't know if I'd appreciate what was printed on my body now at 46. You know what I mean?
Right. But I feel very much about these things. So here's how I've come to think about all of this. I've come to think about all of this as even when, so this tattoo, for instance, right? I have this, it's like weird. It's a heart with a, you know, like it looks like a road going to these two kind of broken rings that we, you know, that were sort of like our marriage, but it was a hard marriage. You know, it's like a whole story behind it. Am I obsessed with this tattoo? No, not even a little. Mm. But the day that we got it and how special it was and everything and my memories of it and how far we've come and what it symbolizes and everything. And I love it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I remember getting it and I was a little bit surprised how kind of nonchalant you were about it. Like, she drew it in like 30 seconds and you were like, yeah, that's great. Let's do it.
That's what I've done with every tattoo. All the three tattoos have been drawn and done like in less than 24 hours. And the third one, I asked her to like tweak a few things, but nothing so big.
I was kind of like, do you want to like think about this for like 30 seconds?
No, I don't. I don't want to think about it for 30 right. seconds, you know, because I'm sort of like, okay, like let's just, I love the experience. I love what it is. Right. And so this was the same thing. This was sort of like a, there's two parts to it. Number one is the part, you know, usually when you get a photo shoot, when you do a photo shoot, it's super stressful if you're doing it like with your family. You know, we've done photo shoots with the kids and it's a fucking disaster, right? Like they all have to be in a good mood and they have to be like, you know, looking where they're supposed to look. And it's kind of a pain in the ass. Mm.
Well, that's why we did so great with that photographer we used for the kids a long time ago, because he gets shots without us having to be like, there's no like stand in the line and smile. Like, it's like, go do your thing and I'll find the shot.
Yeah, no, he's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was like a different situation.
Yeah. But oftentimes, you know, when I do headshots for Marriage and Martinis and stuff, like there's a whole, you know, it's like a, this is so different because this is just like a, you're just like letting your, you know, your, there's two parts. There's the like, letting yourself just be yourself, and that's super exciting in its own right, right? The entire experience is exciting, which is does not usually happen in a photo shoot. And now there's the anticipation of, I can't wait to see the pictures, you know? So there's these two different momentous events. And I felt, like I said, I think sexy is the wrong word. I feel sexy when I'm with you, or I feel sexy when I'm with my friends, or I feel sexy like, you know, if I'm watching something and I'm by myself, like this, sexy is the wrong word. I felt it was sensual and empowering and beautiful and all of that.
I get it. I really do.
So are we going to do a couples one?
I don't want to rain on your parade. Like, I don't want to be like,
I did it.
I'm going to do it. You know what I mean?
No, not even a little. I would love to do it. And I'm really, really glad I did this first. Mm. But I have two questions for you.
Wait, let's take a break.
Already?
Okay. I can't wait to hear those questions. Mm. We'll be right back. You okay?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, you had two questions. Go.
I probably have more than two questions. Okay. But okay, but my first question is, I understand. So you said, oh boy, and you said there are some things you want me to save for you or whatever. But let's be honest. Some people would post on an Instagram account and four people would see it, right?
Mm-hmm.
My Instagram, the potential even, you know, of between the followers and my reach and everything like that, more than 1 million people are going to see these pictures. So, and some of those people are going to see, be your mom or our kids' friends or, you know, teachers that our kids have or whatever. Like, how do you feel about that?
Well, all right. So different perspectives for different people. Mm-hmm. Right. Like, I'm going to feel differently about some like weird fucking guy looking at this thing and you know, like oogling, ogling right, over you.
We haven't seen the pictures of there might not be any ogling.
Okay, but there probably will be, right? So that's different than my mother seeing this or our kids' friends seeing this, right?
Well, your mom seeing it is still a, like, is she going to be like, what is this? You know, not that that's
no,
how she talks,
I mean, yeah. No, I'm not worried about that at all.
My mom asked if they were going to be naked.
Your mom's going to love them.
No, that
what.
She was sort of disappointed when I said that they weren't.
Right.
She was like, oh, any naked ones? I was like, not quite. She was like, oh.
yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. I want her to do it.
I think there's only going to be like a positive view on whatever these, because they're, it sounds like tasteful, like beautiful pictures.
It's Instagram. There's going to be plenty of not positive.
Right.
But I'm ready for that, and I know that. And
yeah, so
I've dealt with that.
You're not supposed to read the
comments.
The comments and the messages. Yeah. Yes, you know.
There's going to be plenty of guys, of these weird ass fucking
That's
male
what I'm saying.
Dudes who are going to be like, put your clothes back on. You know, lose 50 pounds first, and then you could. I'm ready for that. I know
okay.
that's
I mean,
happen.
You got to be for those
oh,
haters
I've
out
got
there
that
and those
forever
fucking assholes out there.
Yeah. No, I could give a shit. I
as long as you're not gonna.
That honestly keeps me going in some sense.
So I get nervous. Like, I don't want you to be upset if that should happen, because it's going to, because people are fucking haters out there and they say shit just to start shit.
This is my daily life.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
No,
like,
no.
I don't want to.
I don't care.
Because that's not going to be a representation of what they are, I'm sure.
Look, if those are the only comments, yes, I'm going to be devastated. You know,
that's not going to be the only comments.
I know.
You
if
know
the
that.
Other comments, and I don't need people being like, you look so gorgeous, whatever. I
no,
would
I
like people being like, good for you, and I'm so proud of you, and all
right.
of this. You know, I followed you for, you know, whatever, and I hate all the follower shit. We need new terms for that. But, you know, that part of it.
What's wrong with follower?
I don't like it. I'm not a follower. What? No. We're like a community. I don't know.
Friend?
Sure.
We friended you?
Sure.
Go back to Friendster?
But I just don't like that whole thing. But anyway, yeah, I want people to be like, oh, now I'm going to go do it, right? Like, I wasn't, and I've already on stories, plenty of people have been like, okay, thank you. I have been dying to do this. And
well, that
you
worked
can
for
it.
Me.
Right.
Like, I never thought about this in my life.
Right.
I think that's a confidence booster that maybe I need.
Right.
That would be very
so Mia,
beneficial.
So Mia has blocked me on Instagram. Which I understand. She's so proud of what we do. She loves what we do. She's also like, Mom, I don't need to know this stuff. She is the biggest Marriage of Martinis fan without actually like being what you call quote unquote a follower. And I respect her immensely for that. Our middle son is, he follows and he's so cute. He like shares that he's just, he loves all of this. This might be towing the line of, you know, so I am going to give him a heads up, because the same week that I do the boudoir shoot, I'm also, you know, I'm also doing a promotional sex toy thing. As all moms do.
Is that in the photos?
No, it's a separate photo. Good. But you know, it's like a double whammy in 1 week. So are you at all like hesitant about, not the sex toy shit, because they're used to that, but.
Wait, who's used to it? The kids?
Yeah, I've posted lots of sex toy stuff.
Right. So you're nervous about a boudoir shoot versus them being just, oh, they're used to sex toy stuff.
Well, I'm fully clothed in the sex toy stuff. So this, I'm not clothed,
but,
and it's sort of like every, look, people's
first. But you're
first,
clothed enough, right?
Oh, no.
You just said you didn't do
yet.
Nudes.
I didn't do nudes, but I have like lace shit on. I mean, there's fully like, she's gonna, like what she said was, you know, for the pictures for Instagram, because Instagram is so, you know, fucking like has something up its ass. She's like, I will cover your nipples and everything and things. Not that they're fully out, but I'm wearing lace and stuff. So, you know, so for our son, I kind of need to say to him, like, look, you might want to not follow me for a couple weeks. But still, I'm sure he has, there are kids who do.
Can everybody not follow you for like 2 weeks?
No, listen.
And just I follow you for 2 weeks?
No, stop. Stop. That's not right.
I don't know. No.
I'm saying, are you nervous about that? About like the kids seeing or... I think it's
a good idea for them not to.
Yes, agreed. But also... I also want, look, they see advertisements, underwear advertisements every fucking day.
Yeah, but it's not their fucking mom on
fine,
the advertisement.
That's fine.
Underwear.
But still, I want them to know, like, first of all, number one, I'm a regular woman who, like, has desires and needs.
I think
all
it's
that
okay
stuff.
For them to know that you did it, not to see it, but to. Like, understand what you did and why you did and to be proud of you for it and be, you know, like, mm-hmm. all those things. I don't think for them to see it is the best idea. You know, like, I think...
I agree. Yeah. I agree. He doesn't need to see it. Not because I think it's, like, traumatic.
No,
right. Anything.
No. But who wants to see that when you're a son?
Totally. Who wants to see that when it's your mom? I think if he reads what I'm going to write, and I've kind of already figured it out in my mind because it seems so obvious... I think he'll respect it. Again, I agree with you completely. He's not going to want to see it. But also, there's a part of me that's like, this is what I do. This is important to me. I don't want him to follow me and see it. But I also am not promoting anything that I'm against. I'm only promoting things that I'm very, very much in favor of.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, what you did is it's only a positive thing for yourself, right? Like, it's not like...
Not just myself. Tons of other people.
Okay, but you're not out there promoting anything negative. You're not hurting anybody. You're not...
Correct.
You know, all those things that we represent to our kids since the day they're born...
Right.
...is, you know... Be respectful to other people and to yourself and do what makes, you know, you happy as long as it's not affecting other people. You know, all those things.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And this fits in line with that 100%.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure that you're, so you're not going to be embarrassed.
Oh God, no.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm okay. Gonna, like, be out there. I got to go take fucking like boxing lessons now.
I don't,
like when I see the negative comments.
I don't think that's the case. I don't think that's the case. I think people are going to be like a very good for you. This is amazing. I don't think it's going to be one of those like, wow, you're so hot kind of things. And that's fine. I don't give a shit.
I think you're downplaying it a little bit.
Okay. The second question I had was you want to do a couple shoot. Right?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I am obviously a bigger bodied person than you are. I just am.
Okay.
Right? Will that bother you in the pictures?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, why would it?
I mean, I just want to make sure that it's not going to be like, you're not going to care that I'm like bigger than you and I'm like... I don't know. I worry about that sometimes, like when we go out or when we're...
Well, I was just going to say that. Like, we go out together all the time and we have our clothes on, but that doesn't make that much of a difference to know, you know, to represent, you know, if you're a bigger bodied woman than I am a man. Like, it's the same thing, except without...
Well, it's something I have to ask for two reasons. Number one, that, you know... I think you've had this transformation or transition or whatever of how you felt about quote unquote bigger girls back in the day versus what you think now, or, you know, if 20 years ago I had gained the weight, you know, versus who you are now and how you react to it. And number two, that I know that you get self-conscious about your own size and everything like that. So I just wanted to make sure that that's not going to be a thing for you.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, wow. Okay, good.
Yeah.
That makes me happy.
All I want to do is make you happy.
No. I don't, you don't have to do this to make me happy.
No. I honestly, like, after hearing you say what you did and like, I think maybe I need it too.
Aww.
For myself.
That's hot.
Is it?
Yeah. No. That's super hot.
I was worried that was going to be the opposite.
No, are you kidding me? That's such a turn on. I love that. Like, that's, you're being vulnerable.
Yeah. I mean,
I know. That's you don't do that very often.
Yeah. All right.
That's
okay,
really
good.
Great.
All right. Good.
Oh, okay. Let's do it. It'll be so fun.
I would do it. I mean,
it'll be so fun. So here's the thing.
Could we do a naked one too? Just for us?
I mean, I'm sure she would. Yeah, sure. Why not?
Oh, wait. She has to sing. Don't know if I could do that.
You wear like duct tape or something. I think a boudoir shoot for me. I feel like there are some friends. I mean, I would definitely want to do it with you. Just me and you. No, no, 100%.
That's one of those things you have to say before you say what
no,
you're
going to
say.
No, I do.
Next.
I do. It's not just a line. I really do. But I also feel like there are friends who I think groups of friends should do it. Like, and I feel like there's an intimacy in friendship. I was reading something that, you know, Esther Perel, who I love, she said something. I had to write it down because, wait, I have to find it because it just struck me so
fucking
hard.
Well, while you're finding it.
Wait, I got it.
Okay.
Sorry.
Nothing.
There is an intimacy in friendships, sexuality outside of romantic relationships, and there is desire in multiple situations. And I think that a lot of times, unless it's like a bachelorette party or... And this is actually great for a bachelorette party too. But, you know, this is a bachelorette party or, you know, a very special birthday or whatever. Like, there isn't a lot of times we don't celebrate the intimacy of friendships and the closeness and everything. And I think something like this would be so fucking cool if, like, friends did it together. I don't know. I don't know. I don't think male friends would do it
together. I don't think that's going to happen.
No, but female friends, for real, like...
We will gladly be the photographer. But right. I don't think it's happening that we're on the other end.
Right, together. I get that. But female friends, I don't know. Like, there's very little places to celebrate a friendship deeper than a good hug or a, you know, and the line of boundaries and everything with friendship to me is so fucking ridiculous and I hate all of it. But I think that this would be such a cool thing to do to like celebrate, you know, a special birthday or just a friendship. I don't know. I feel like it's a very cool, it would be a very cool thing to do. I couldn't stop
I
thinking about that.
Me too.
Okay, go ahead.
I can't
what
stop
were
thinking
you
about
say?
It too.
All right, go ahead.
No, not that I said everything I have to say.
I mean, if my best friend and I went, like, it would be no fucking big deal. I mean, when we go to the bathroom in front of each other, the door is like 100% open. I mean, there's nothing we haven't done short of sex together.
Complete the deal.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, okay.
You said you were going to, I'm sorry, you were going to say something before and I cut you off.
No, I don't even know.
Oh, now I feel bad.
Yeah. It's okay. It probably wasn't important.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
But anyway, we'll talk about it more after the pictures come out. We'll talk a little bit about your reactions to the pictures, other people's reactions to the pictures. I am so proud of myself. First of all, I don't have a bucket list. I was thinking we should make bucket lists and talk about them. But I know this would have been on it, and I fucking did it. Like, I have something off my bucket list now.
I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's impressive.
Thank you. And like, thank you for being so, like, cool about it all. I mean, I would have done it anyway.
Well, that was number one. Number two is I don't think you took it to a place that I wouldn't be uncomfortable with it. So, right? Why are you looking at me?
Well, I mean, I could have done pictures that they would have just been for me,
well,
for
us. That's what I'm saying.
Because, like, you can't post those anyway. You know what I mean?
There's places you can post whatever you want.
I guess so. Our next door neighbor's watching his podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hi.
Right there. Okay. All right, on that note.
Yep.
All right. So all the things that we did to prep for this episode, we didn't even touch upon. So
no,
we'll
but all good.
Another
time.
Yep. Why? You're looking very...
Yeah, I'm a little uncomfortable. He's like looking in. Our houses are very close together.
Not used to this.
No. Okay, so, but I want everybody, if you, listen, I will say one thing. If you don't follow me on Instagram, if you're not on Instagram, fucking please sign up this week so that you, if when I post these pictures, you can show me a little love, because this is not going to be an easy thing for me.
I don't think if they're listening to this and they're not on Instagram, they're not going to be subscribing in the next 30 seconds.
Huh?
There's a lot of knots in there.
Yeah, no, that was terrible.
I have a feeling... Yeah. First of all, nobody listens to this that doesn't follow you on Instagram.
I don't know that's true at all.
Second, if they don't, they're going to like right away.
I hope. Oh, because just to see the pictures.
Yes.
Yes. But I'm just saying I'm going to need all the love and support, because as I said, this is not easy for me. Even if it feels like it'd be something easy for you, I love that for you. Not for me. It's not easy for me. But thank you all already for all your encouragement and everything. A lot of people sent me questions. I'm going to do a Q&A on Instagram in the next few days. So if you sent in a question, hopefully I'll be able to answer it. And thank you for your support. And my photographer was incredible. I highly, highly recommend her to you. However, I know there are people in all different kinds of the country. I think she has a studio. What are you laughing at?
There's all different people in all different kinds of the country.
Oh, I don't know. Whatever it is. I'm on my second drink. She has a studio in Brooklyn and a studio in Miami, I think. But if you are not in either of those places, just please do the shoot. It's great. Mm. So, and if you are in those places, can't recommend her enough. So, yeah.
Cool. All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Have a great week. Thanks for the support. Any comments of love on the post will be fantastic.
Right. Thanks, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye.